Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, guests, I'm Ben Woods, appear on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Double payback days are here. Use your SDCCU debit or credit card. You could win up to $1,000. No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.com. Looking forward to some Wednesday afternoon football?
I am, too. I'm going to watch that game.
Yeah, so the Ravens apparently had 22 players on the COVID list this week. They got four of them back yesterday, although one is injured. So really, they got three back. 19 still not available.
Staggering.
To take on a team that is, you know, not bad. They're undefeated,
yeah.
The Pittsburgh Steelers at 10-0.
Are they well?
I think they're doing all
they're,
right.
They're
yeah.
Like they're not, everybody's
yeah,
there.
I mean, I'm sure they have their share at this point in the NFL season, but no major COVID problems with the Steelers.
And the Steelers have practiced, the Ravens haven't.
Yeah, right.
Good God.
Now, is there any reason to think this isn't going to be a massive blowout?
I put money on it, but I know it's going to bite me in the ass. I know it will.
Now, the same thing was true for the Saints-Broncos game.
Yeah.
And that turned out to be just like we all expected.
And that spread was like 16.5. Which is a lot for the 10 is about as high as I'll go in the NFL, and this one's at 10. So I took it.
Yeah. But no Lamar Jackson.
No Lamar Jackson, got RG3. And that's about it. I mean, holy cow. It should be. I mean, look, I'm excited to watch a game because it's a football game in the middle of the day, and I have nothing to do other than, you know, feed a child and care for a child. But I can do both, watch a game and feed a newborn.
Wednesday football. Maybe that's something you'd like to see continue after the pandemic.
Would it surprise you at all if the NFL started having games 7 nights a week?
We will discuss some of these changes and what we'd like to see stick around right after this traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. I will say, I totally don't mind having random NFL games on random days at random times.
I don't either, really.
I don't know how you'd ever schedule that, you know, without a pandemic forcing it to happen. But a surprise Wednesday afternoon game is not the worst thing that 2020 has brought us. But it has, you know, obviously the sports world has been severely impacted by the pandemic this year. And a lot of the changes we will be very glad, like no fans in the stands. Let's get that as quickly as we can. We want fans back in the stands. They've managed, but we don't want that to stick around. But there are some things that you might want to consider keeping after 2020 is over. Woods, is there anything in particular that jumps to the top of mind? Like, this has actually been a good change here in 2020 for sports.
You guys are going to think I'm insane, but I did not mind the extra inning rule in baseball. I just didn't mind it. I thought I would. I thought I was going to be so against it. And I'll tell you what, man, in a long season, it makes more sense than in a short season. It just does.
What was the longest game we had last year in 16 games? Like
12 innings,
14
right?
innings? 14,
14 maybe, yeah. 13, somewhere around there.
I can handle a couple of those a year.
No doubt. No doubt. If our team here in San Diego, the San Diego Padres, are going to be a team that's going to be in the hunt, we won every single one of those last year that we played, which I believe was three. Was it three? Maybe four?
Probably about four.
Three or four, yeah. Somewhere around there? We want every one of them. It doesn't bother me. I thought it would bother me. It didn't bother me a bit. I actually kind of enjoyed it.
Now, I agree. You don't want it in the playoffs.
No.
And it wouldn't have
playoffs
been
playoffs is back
yeah.
to normal. Yeah, 100%.
But during the regular season.
Save some arms. Save some wear and tear. It was pretty damn exciting when you win those games, man.
There were a couple of games that still ended up going like 13, 14 innings, you know, that they matched runs.
Sure.
So it does still have the possibility of that extended drama.
But that's like the overtime rule in college football. That's exciting. That's exactly what that felt like to me. So I really didn't mind it, you guys. I don't like watching 18-inning games where, you know, your bullpen is now burned out. Then you got an early game the next day, and you've used 14 pitchers. It doesn't do anything for me. Major Garrett earlier was talking about making the game more exciting. I'm sorry. It was exciting. It may not be what your grandfather grew up watching. I get it. I'm not – if it went away, it's not going to kill me. But I didn't mind it at all.
I think for me, my obvious choice, and you had already convinced me of it long ago, is the designated hitter in the National League.
Yeah.
No reason to ever go back to pitchers hitting again. I'm surprised they still haven't made that decision yet, official. They're still talking about possibly having pitchers hit one more season, at least
before
collective bargaining agreement. There's no need for that. But my kind of sneaky one, and I don't know that everyone's going to agree with this, but I don't mind some shortened regular seasons. Now, not 60 games for baseball.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
But, I kind of agree.
But cutting down on these massive regular seasons, games, honestly, a lot of games that end up not really mattering, let's get to the playoffs a little quicker. And if they do happen to be a slightly expanded playoff, I don't want eight teams.
Slightly.
I don't want eight teams getting in. But, you know, one more NFL team getting in. One more baseball team getting in. Not the worst thing in the world. Less regular season games, more postseason games. I could be down with that beyond 2020 in the pandemic.
And aren't you guys good? I'm good with getting rid of a one-game play-in type situation, unless it's for like a tiebreaker or something. I'm down. Like, I loved the best of three, you know, three, five, whatever you're going to do. I want a tiny bit expanded in baseball. Tiny bit expanded playoffs, tiny bit short.
What's your
season
number? I think I waffle
between 145 and 154.
Oh, I'm lower. I was thinking like 120.
Ooh, no, that's not enough.
Yeah, and speaking
that
of
that ain't enough. So think about what we just went through.
Yeah.
With baseball, double that. It's not enough. Well, that's not enough.
They started
for me
in mid to late July.
Yeah.
So double that. It's mid to late April.
At the very least, you could immediately go back down to 154, which is where it was
used to be
a long time. I mean, and you're not. You're still comparing records.
You're really going to notice, though, over the course of 6 months, you're going to notice six games?
You don't have to notice eight games.
Eight games.
We are awful at math on this
show.
We're not really.
It's the morning, too. I get better as the day goes on, I think.
I don't.
The other thing, playoff-wise in baseball, the best of three wild card round, I think, as opposed to just the one
gotta
game.
Have it. I just said that.
Yeah, you got to keep that.
You got
to keep that for sure. I like how, I don't know if it's just sports, because we haven't really been into sports venues. I like how everything is cleaner nowadays. You know, bathrooms,
that's going to be hard, though, when you bring people back, Ben.
Well, everyone, but they are doing a better job of just, you know, cleaning everything up. I like that.
I had an idea. Major Garrett was talking about earlier when he was talking about bringing fans back to games, right? And what did he say? He said, yeah, imagine, like, you can go get tested and you're approved. You ever pick up a prescription where they have to scan your ID? Like, they scan the back of your driver's license? People get so like, oh, man, they're going to end up chipping all of us to make sure we're vaccinated. Like, bro, if you carry a phone, you're chipped. Mm-hmm. I'm chipped. You're chipped. Paul, you're chipped. We're all chipped right now. Have something to where I can go fairly easily once a week, get a test with fairly quick results, and they update your driver's license. And then when I'm walking into Petco Park along with my ticket, they scan my driver's license and say, Steve Woods, legit ID, legit ticket, he's healthy, right? You can do that stuff.
Yeah, I think the trick there is that with the vaccines coming, hopefully, as you know, Major was saying, by July or so, we're all inoculated enough that it doesn't really matter. You won't need tests. That's a lot of infrastructure to create for a couple of months, essentially.
That's true.
Of what we can do. We probably should be focusing our efforts on making sure that, you know, everyone gets the vaccine. Don't be afraid of it. I mean, the study so far, it's been very effective. Now, you also have to make sure that everyone knows. You don't get one shot and then go out
and
party.
Yeah.
It's two shots that are a month apart, and you still need a couple more weeks after that for the antibodies to build up. So you can't just, you know, a shot and then schedule your trip to Vegas 10 minutes later. That's not how it works, people.
I've seen people doing that already, though. So. Hey, and what a easy sacrifice to make if you feel like you're going to get through it. You know what I mean? But as far as some of the things I don't want to have to do forever again, is Zoom meetings. If I never did another Zoom meeting, it would, I mean.
Kind of liked them for the media standpoint with covering sports.
Yeah, I don't mind getting, you know, there's.
I liked going down, sitting in the dugout, interviewing Kirby Yates. I liked being down on the field, like, that was fun.
I would love a mix. I would still love the opportunity to go down and do that. But if I am home and I still have an opportunity to, you know, Zoom in to a press conference
you don't have
with
to
Brian
drive
Dutcher
down.
Yep. Or with Jace Tingler, I don't have to drive down at 2 in the afternoon for a 7 o'clock game. Just to be there for that, I don't mind that. That's actually convenient for me covering sports moving forward. But then again, I also want the opportunity to go chat, you know, in the clubhouse and see how things are going with the guys and do a one-on-one on-camera interview with someone. That's been almost impossible. That really has been impossible.
It has been impossible
here in 2020, and I do miss that considerably. So I don't want to keep all of that, but yeah, throw some elements in there of maybe some of the Zoom stuff that we've been doing.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. But I think there's, you know, you hate to say there's been some good that's come out of it, but I think there have been some interesting moves that people have made. Look, it's funny to watch teams have to call other schools to try to get games. That's funny. It's funny, but it's not something you would ever want to do again. You know what I mean?
I got two quick ones that I don't mind seeing stick around. Paperless tickets. I don't need my ticket stubs. I know some people like to collect them. Unless it's an absolute, like, momentous occasion.
On your phone or whatever?
I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't need the ticket stub.
Have a thing where you can print it out if you want it.
And I kind of like the social distancing. Obviously not to the extreme. Like, the stadiums that did allow fans, they had rows and rows in between them. I like a little bit of space, though. They really, like, it feels, I mean, maybe that's just, like, living in the moment, how it feels
so weird.
It's how
you feel right now. It's
because that we're going to be shoulder-to-shoulder packed in like sardines again someday.
It boggles my, and I told you, every time I watch a television show that's old or whatever, I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, now every time I'm at the grocery store now and I see, like, the little markers on the ground that tell you where to stand, I'm like, probably could have been doing this a while ago.
That's a good point. I was at the, where was I?
Like, you don't need to be right on my ass.
Where was I the other day? I was standing in line somewhere, and this guy, I could almost feel his breath on my neck, and I gave him like the full whip around, like, hello. And he was like, oh, my bad. And he was on his phone. He just kind of crept up on me. We've changed. Everything has changed. So we're going to have to continue to adapt, but I'd like it to get as close to normal as it was.
If you've got any other thoughts that we missed, go ahead, tweet us at Ben and Woods. We need a contestant right now, though. We pushed Real or Fake back from last hour. We are qualifying listeners all month long for a getaway to Vegas, a couple of dinners for two included as well. It's a phenomenal grand prize. You need to dial right now, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973 if you want to play our game. And then coming up in 10 minutes at the top of the hour, we're going to bring back a Woodsy Wednesday rabbit hole. What's the tease here for the rabbit hole, Woods, at 8 o'clock?
Drugs.
Really? That's the tease.
Drugs.
Ben's riveted.
You riveted?
I'm nervous.
Baseball.
I'm nervous.
Ooh, drugs. Okay, thank you. Right. Intrigue.
Sports like performance-enhancing drugs? Drugs.
Mascots. It's got everything. It's got everything you need.
A little bit of everything.
What's that damn fryer been up to?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's play our game. It's time for Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, up for grabs. And let's see, I don't know the name of our contestant. Who's this on the air, by the way?
Sarah.
All right, Sarah, you are today's contestant on Real or Fake. You've got a best of seven. You got to get four right out of seven, and you will qualify for the chance to win our grand prize. It is dinner for two at the world-famous Benihana, dinner for two at Fresco Italiano, voted number one Italian restaurant on TripAdvisor, and a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Legendary Vegas fun. And, Sarah, all you have to do is separate the real from the fake. You ready to go?
Yes.
All right, and you can ask Woods for help at any time.
Nobody There's has no, yet. No restrictions. So I'm really loving this new
You don't
change.
Know.
Not one line. Line. That's
maybe one person.
Maybe you
me.
Do. Let's see what kind of reading you've been doing for Bo this holiday season. Time for a Christmas classic edition of Real or Fake. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, an annual reading tradition at my house. But how well do you know the Dr. Seuss classic? Today on Real or Fake, I'll name an item. Tell me if it's a real part of the Christmas bounty the Grinch stole from the Who's, according to the original text, or a fake item I've added to fool you. And remember, again, you can ask Woods for help at any time. Sarah, round one. The Who pudding. Did the Grinch steal it, real or fake?
Fake.
No, he stole the Who pudding right away from the Who's. All right, that's okay. You still have plenty of rounds left. Tricycles. Did the Grinch steal tricycles from the Who's, real or fake, Sarah?
Real.
That is correct. Real. And remember, you can also ask Woods, although he looks
Sarah,
like
I'll just sit
kind
here.
Of a blank face over there. Round three. Checkerboards. Real or fake, Sarah?
Real.
Real, yeah. That's wow. two. Two. You need two more.
Locked in. Can you do hair metal tomorrow so somebody will ask me something?
All right, Sarah. The Who hash. The Who hash. Whoa. Did they steal the
speaking
Who
of,
hash?
Speaking of drugs.
Real?
It is real, yes. The last can of Who hash was stolen. Now all you need is one more.
Get that at March and Ash also.
Pop guns.
Yeah, buddy.
Did the Grinch steal pop guns? Real or fake, Sarah?
Fake.
No, he did. He stole all the pop guns in Whoville. All right, that's okay. You got two more chances left.
All you need is one, right?
All you need is one.
Yeah.
The Whiz Bangers. Did the Grinch steal the Whiz Bangers? Real or fake, Sarah?
Fake.
It is fake!
Nice!
That is very Seussian, but that is four correct, which means, Sarah, congratulations. You have won today's game of Real or Fake, and you have qualified for our grand prize getaway to Las Vegas. Stay on the line there, Sarah. In a couple of minutes, Paulie will come back and get your information so we can put you into the drawing at the end of the month. Last one for you, Woods. The roast beast.
Oh yeah, absolutely real.
He definitely
carved the roast beast.
Took the roast beast right back up the chimney, up to Mount Crumpet.
Yep. So wait, you said it's an annual tradition?
It always was. Well, and I was growing up. Yeah, we always read.
How did it work? Your dad?
Yeah, mom or dad would. You know, we'd read it. Probably going to bed most nights.
The kids
in the month
would
of December
be sitting. Oh, he would read it like
yeah,
or
like
mom
bedtime
or dad.
Story.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
So you had there were three of you. So did you have to go bed to bed? Like, I'll be back. I'll see you in 3 hours, babe.
Well,
I'll be back.
I don't know. I mean, we're very far apart, so
that's
my
true.
Tradition's probably a little different than, like, my sister's, who's 8 years younger
that's
than
true.
Me.
That's true.
A little different vibe than you and Taylor and Bo, just 2.5 years apart.
Correct.
And my kids, same age separation.
Yeah.
So you can kind of include them on more things together.
We don't have a lot of traditions in the Woods house yet. We're working on that, though. They come with time.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not
screaming at each other is a good one. That's a holiday.
That's really a holiday tradition
don't
in everyone.
Do this.
It's a holiday
household.
Just,
I really think.
Just general loathing of each other a lot is a good one in our home as well. So it's a good time.
All right. So we will go down the rabbit hole of baseball. Drugs, mascots.
Got that right. Prepare to have your mind blown.
Right, stand by. 1 hour remaining of Ben and Woods on a Wednesday. Stick around. San Diego's number one sports station. 97.3 The Fan. Woodsy's Wednesday Rabbit Hole is coming up next. Don't go away.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.